This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The state of Colorado could lose thousands of jobs and see a $1 billion hit to the economy. That's if proposed Republican cuts to Medicaid and the nutrition program known as SNAP pass.
Colorado could lose 14,000 jobs in 2026, and the state's GDP could shrink by almost $1.6 billion. That's according to a new report from the Commonwealth Fund and the Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Nationally, the report puts the figure at 1 million jobs lost in 2026 alone, nationwide. The proposed cuts are part of a House budget blueprint. It would slash funding for the committees overseeing Medicaid and SNAP by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Colorado is losing $250 million in federal funding for health services. The money was part of the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan. But the Trump administration's DOGE terminated the grants this week. The loss of funds will affect 60 programs, including those for mental health and substance abuse. Colorado Democratic Representative Emily Sirota says the state is not in a financial position to make up for the loss of federal funds.
There will be very real consequences to real people in Colorado, and we are not going to be able to pick up all of the pieces.
Congress allowed the funding to be spent through September, but it's notice to the state, the federal government said that's because of the COVID crisis being over, it would end the funding now. This is CPR News.